Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. We return to Acquisitions Incorporated's seventh session for episodes 24 through 29 of Dungeon Delve, the first parts of which were recorded leading up to the PAX Prime in 2013 before culminating on stage before a crowd. I call this adventure the Ark of the Mad Mage, and it involved the new intern, Viari, played by Patrick Rothfuss, helping the gang stop a threat to the city of Waterdeep and the Forgotten Realms.
We're doing this as a podcast. Yep.
Jim Chris.
A sylph can also basically bond with its mate temporarily to grant him or her the ability to fly.
Aww.
Wow.
It's like in Twilight.
Effectively, you become one with the sylph.
So you're saying that
someone can be granted flight
robot.
Otherwise, she'll just hang around and be like.
Yeah, sylphs though are not. They're not very strong. They're not, you know, great physical combatants or anything. But they are. They do grant flight.
Well, you know my vote.
I don't understand what we get from the beer robot. Like,
you don't understand what you get from a dwarf. Living keg that just follows you around all the time and has never-ending beer coming out of it?
Yeah, I'm not a drinker.
You said several magical properties.
Yeah.
With the dwarven keg. And then you only mentioned the one.
And you rolled it as well as you can.
Well, that and the fact that it's an animated metal dwarf.
I was referring to the obvious.
You don't know whether its name is actually Tipsy or if that's just what Fabu ended up calling it.
Yeah,
I like Tipsy. It's just the life of every party.
It's pretty much your traveling tap room right there.
Mm. Yep.
Are we in agreement then that the chests are not a good choice based on your knowledge of this sort of situation?
I think that... the chests are the obvious choice.
But I don't see value in either of the other two.
I don't either. Long-term value.
Fabu.
Yeah.
Which would you pick if you were us?
Oh, if I were you? Well, what is it that you want to do?
Well, our adventuring company is sort of centered on the idea of acquiring wealth.
If wealth is what you want, then you want what's in one of the chests. If you want to throw really big parties and become popular with all your friends, take the dwarf.
Yes.
If you want to fly like a bird, take my wife.
Please.
Well, my chest might be okay then.
I think we might be okay, but I do think we want to choose the silver chest. What do you think?
I think among the chests, that's a good choice.
Do you not think a chest though is a...
I think that he's going to deal square with us, you know. I think either one of these will be cool. Like, honestly, being able to fly, pretty badass.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot.
You know, whoever gets that. You know, the money will be good long term, but really, I'm cool either way. I'm here for the stories, my friends.
Silver chest.
On my word.
All right. The silver chest is yours. And he pulls a key out and hands it to you.
Go unlock that shit.
I'm gonna kneel down in front of it.
All right. All right.
Snakes. That's like one of those novelty chests. Oh, Fabu.
You card.
All right, good.
All right. You can see that there is within the chest a fine, sort of glimmering, gleaming collection of silver statuettes.
Hmm. Really?
Yes.
How are we going to get these out of here?
How many, like, I'm assuming chest?
Yeah, the chest is like that big, that big, okay. That big. And inside, yeah, all these different figurines of what looked to be like knights and queens and...
A set, like a game?
Yeah.
It's like a chess set.
It's a chest.
Yeah. Chest.
And you can see that all the pieces, there might be a false bottom to the chest because it's not as deep down as it would seem to indicate.
That gets examined very quickly.
Let's take the pieces out, yeah.
Yeah, you sort of pull the pieces out, you lift the bottom
it's
off.
It's the board, right?
You can see a board.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, underneath is the board. You see two halves of a board that just sort of lock together.
That's got to be pretty valuable.
This is pretty sweet.
Yeah. You think if there's a lot, it could fetch a tidy price.
And does it have all the pieces?
That would suck.
Because in the collection, in the secondary
collection. No, one pawn is missing. No!
I want to see if it's magical.
It's got to be.
15.
It is not radiating magic. All the pieces appear to be there, and Binwin, a cursory examination suggests that the set is probably worth at least 2,500 gold pieces.
Ooh. Whoa!
There we go.
See? Like, I can't drink it.
No future Masked Lord of Waterdeep could go without one. Pretty much. If you want to be a power player.
What? Now, I mean, so great. Omen's richer.
No, we're renegotiating.
I don't know that we are. I'll tell you what, though. Goodbye, Mr. Am I tipsy?
Just sort of waves with a squeaky
hand.
No.
Just here. Go.
Could have been Bud.
Here. You go put your mouth on that tap. Just put it right on there. I'll run it.
Right from the tap.
Yeah, and then you get your fill, and then we'll go. But I want to give you a little
bit.
You
just empty him.
Yeah, it'll refill later, but it can be emptied. I want to see it happen.
Yeah. Empty. Let him empty himself right into your mouth.
I can't do it. Jim can't do it.
No. Only you can do it.
Do you remember when he had that peach schnapps?
Oh, I'll lose it.
You know what I mean? Like, he can't do it. V can do it, but I mean, we need his dexterity.
I ask Fabu if it's okay if I suck his metal dwarf.
Go ahead.
See? It's no problem.
I've had it.
Everyone's had a turn.
It's no problem. This is normal. This is regular.
Can I watch?
Wipe off the spigot.
Does Tipsy make any kind of noise as Binwin sucks on him?
It's not his dick.
Where is the spigot located?
Belly button. It
comes out of his belly button.
Like a Buddha of beer.
Yeah, okay. It's
and I have
button.
A copper
tanker. So maybe
tanker.
He just kind of giggles?
All right.
No, you just sort of hear this kind of churning sound inside.
I have a copper tankard with me, and I fill it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll miss you. And he's like, beady, 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 beady. Should have had fun, Binwin.
Yeah. So you fill up your two-go?
Fill up my two-go.
I ask Fabu if there is any way that we can come. Is there a way for us to return to his home?
He says...
Like for parties or special events.
He says, maybe. Look me up the next time you're on the plane of air.
All right. Okay.
Good guy to know.
We'll take...
That's what I'm talking about.
Take a friend for the future.
Just ask for Fabu Alvazan.
All right. So, all right, are you good?
I don't think he's good.
No, but have you made your peace, is what I'm saying.
I'm fine.
All right. As you leave Fabu's tent, the girls are sorry to see you go, but, you know... And he says, you know, take a date as you walk by the food.
I grab one of his wives.
Bad dates.
Oh, no. Do not run away with my wives.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Don't take any dates.
I'm not going to.
She just sort of discorporates and dissolves into air.
Oh,
man. I feel like that's a bad, All right, so but we can see the door that goes back out into the mundane
realm. There are four doors.
I say we head towards spell.
Yeah, let's head towards spell.
It's right there.
And actually, here's an unmarked room of some sort.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? Yeah, so before we go to spell, let's hang a left and check out the unmarked room.
All right.
It's broom closet. Janitorial supplies.
No, but it's like
basically in the little side passageway out through the doors.
Break room.
There is a 30-foot square room that looks like it has been adorned as some kind of, for lack of a better term, harem's quarters. It's all sort of decked out with silk curtains, and there are all these cushions lying around. And on the far wall hangs a full-length mirror. And you can see that it's set into a stone frame. And the frame has been carved to look like hunters chasing wildebeests. But the frame is about almost 9 feet tall and about 3-4 feet wide.
So huge, tall mirror.
Huge, tall mirror set onto the wall, right across from you in this silk-lined room, which otherwise appears to be empty.
Does this ornate carved frame look to be the sort of thing that would hold a hidden mechanism for opening something?
Possibly. It's large enough to conceal a door, theoretically.
Jim.
As you start to look around the room, a figure sort of rises from the back of the room, like she was hiding behind a divan. And she sort of startles you, and she looks kind of very afraid. And you see that she's got manacles on her wrists.
And her hands are mouths. And she's covered with feathers. And she's actually a bird.
I rush unthinkingly to her aid.
Okay.
Can I get there first?
My lady!
You two trip over each other in a to get to her. And she's a little taken aback by how aggressively you run up to her. But when you do, you see that other than the fact that she's shackled, she doesn't look horribly mistreated, but she looks a little out of sorts, like she's obviously somebody's
so
prisoner.
So old. Like, what the... how is this possible?
We have to get her out of these shackles.
Oh, absolutely.
Are they magically closed? Is this a mechanical lock?
It much depends.
They do appear to have a magical nature to them.
Don't worry, m'lady. I have the tools required to free you, unlike my friend here.
Does she say anything?
She hasn't said anything yet.
21.
This is really weird.
For wisdom check.
On her?
No, the manacles. I want to pop the manacles.
Okay. That would be an intelligence check.
What? How'd that go?
You can keep the same roll. Just
keep the same roll. It's fine. You're good.
Oh, how about a 20?
How about 20?
All right, that's perfect.
Is that good for you?
Huh?
All right, the manacles fall away.
Yeah.
And
does she embrace me? She does.
My hero!
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's the least I can do.
I try not to look like I'm sulking, but I totally am.
She says, I was a prisoner of that rotten genie.
Oh, he's awful.
He is.
He's a jerk, and I don't like him.
No.
A liar and a torturer.
Amen, yeah, sister. Have you seen him around? Because I'll fuck him up.
No, he keeps me here.
Oh, fucker. Okay.
Well, fuck him. You're fine now.
Yeah. Wait, listen. You don't have to worry about that guy anymore.
Did you kill him?
That is a great question.
And it's one that I'm going to refer to Binwin Bronzebottom.
Well, I wouldn't say he's dead. I mean, we did give him his lamp back in exchange for some bullshit treasure. We could have gotten a beer robot. But, you know, what's important is that Thunder wanted his lamp, and we gave him his lamp. And he's happy.
But he used the lamp to return to the air, the plane
he
of air.
He went back to the plane of air.
Yeah, he melted into
some might call that the source of his power.
We were super rude to him the whole time.
Yeah, we let him know, because we had heard about
And
the situation you were in.
Absolutely stole some of his dates. I filled a pocket.
She says, I love you.
Yes. God. I kiss her.
All right. You
hard
kiss
on the mouth. Oh,
that's awesome.
No, dude, this is a succubus or something.
Kiss her hard on the mouth.
No, you were going to, she's going like, to eat she's, the inside
like
of your
Jim
body.
Kirk of our...
No, right. She's gonna
make
eat
a constitution
yeah,
saving.
She's gonna eat inside of your body.
Constitution check.
Yeah.
And but the rest of your outside body is gonna still be there, and it's gonna be weird.
10.
All right. The inside stuff is
she
gonna be.
She sucks the life out of you.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
She does 31 necrotic damage.
Oh
my god.
You're dead, right?
I'm dead a couple times.
What?
Can't you bring someone back?
Alright, so Jin Dark Magic just sort of shrivels up in her clutches as they press lips.
Into a husk.
And then he just turns into this husk that falls over.
Oh!
Vimin, a little really mad at me right now, but we have to fix this problem.
No problem.
And then she just goes,
sneak attack!
Wipes her mouth. Let's roll initiative.
It wipes the gym off.
Is that HPV? What she's got? Bad news bears.
Initiative we're doing here?
17.
Initiative.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
17.
I don't need you to roll initiative right now.
I'm fine. I'll wait here.
17 here as well.
17. What's she get?
17.
You got a 17. And
yeah.
You got a...
17.
I think we're
you
17.
All attack simultaneously.
Yes.
You
okay,
all,
here.
We all really
you go,
17?
Yes.
Yeah, you go first.
That's fake.
And I just, without looking over at V,
yeah.
I just tell him to sing his song.
All right.
What sort of an action is that?
To sing? It's just,
action.
It's not an action. You can just sing while you're doing other things.
Okay.
Well, so he can be making a souffle and raising the dead. It's like no.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically just calling upon Malil to.
Yeah, I guess he's not doing it, is he?
Right.
Okay. So I.
And he could be making a souffle.
Okay.
You gotta fix this.
We're gonna.
All right. However, I'm gonna save yourself some trouble. You can't do that again.
Do what?
Because you did it on the demon.
You already did it.
It's a one per day?
Well, you don't know when you'll get that power back again.
But he can only do it, but he can only resurrect someone who died in the previous turn.
I know. But he used it on the demon. I mean, the bird.
That might have been a bad call.
Can he get it back from the demon?
Only if the deity bestows it upon him.
Is my demon still alive?
Well, no, hold on. It's dead, because he's not dead. He's...
Well, that's another thing. You could try to heal him.
I have 21 health, and I took 31.
But actually, everybody can make, or anybody, just make a wisdom saving throw. And I'll tell you what you know.
Yeah, that's not my strength.
This demon that killed my friend Jim.
Did you roll a 10 or higher?
No.
Is going to be...
You can roll 2, because you're a cleric.
Toast here in a second.
Is it religious lore, or is it just wisdom?
Just wisdom.
That'll be a crit, I guess. This
oh,
is
wow.
The, this
jeez.
Is a game for it.
Holy shit.
This is your Ballywick.
I don't know.
Here.
That's 24.
Okay. So, not only does the kiss of this creature drain him of, all his hit points.
Oh, I bet you she's all eating your soul or some shit.
On a creature whose hit point maximum is reduced to 0 by this attack dies. So, it was bad.
Okay.
What a way to go out. Was she hot?
Oh my god, she was totally hot.
Worth it.
You know what? Yeah. That's right.
Well, you've got some.
I have healing ability, but he's dead.
I shall avenge you.
I use healing to heal living people.
Can't I be resurrected?
Maybe. Yeah, but we.
That would
that,
be.
That money's
that'd be,
spent.
That'd
I mean,
be
that money's
gone.
Spoken for already.
Well, so, it's a good thing we got that chest to spend that. Well, I use that money to resurrect you.
There we go.
There you go.
See?
So. All right. Looking around inside myself, I can tell that I don't got it in me right now, right?
Right, yes.
So, pretty much I...
Whoops.
Here's what I do.
That was an illusory gem that kissed her.
I
was kissed with illusory gem first.
Just a test.
Just a test.
No,
all
right.
I'm gonna turn
as
if like I'm freaked out and I'm going to beat feet out of there. Except what I really do is I take a couple of steps that way, go, like, flip, kick off the wall, and come back at her from a different angle, hoping to gain combat advantage.
All right.
I like this description.
And would you like any particular role from me for that maneuver?
Nope. You can just do it.
Okay. Then I will attack with the longsword and a fresh dagger. And I get to roll twice and keep the better with advantage?
Yep, that's right.
Good thing. Oh! Jeez. 19 and a 20.
Well done. All right. You pierce her twice.
So we'll do...
Here you go.
Thank you. And I've got the sneak attack damage in here as well. There's 10, 18,
19, 20, 21, 22,
23, 4, 5, 6, 27,
27.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
On two hits. That's a lot
of damage. That's really, really good damage. You notice that there's something sort of preternaturally impenetrable about her skin. To the extent that your damage is reduced.
Kind of was figuring, yeah. Mm.
Piercing damage. I'm just going to have to cave her skull in.
She's also full.
Yeah.
All right. At the same time, you're running around the walls, Binwin is about to bash her in the kneecaps.
All right. I get to make two attacks per turn.
Okay.
So here's my first of two swings of my two-handed maul against her skull. 12.
That misses.
Second one. Is a 10.
That misses.
I can take once per day before I rest and take an action surge and get another action. So let's try it again. It's 9 plus 6?
15. That hits.
Okay. And the second one is a critical miss. Jeez.
All right.
Overcome with grief.
That's right.
You can't
see through the tears.
Yeah.
So d12 plus 3 is the damage. So 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow, I'm really badass. Really just killing. Yikes.
Okay.
You should try that kick off the wall thing.
Look, this is a silver mace, if that matters at all.
Okay.
I'm just going to bring it down.
Sure.
16.
Silver hammer.
16 is a hit.
Come on. 8 points.
Okay. She does seem to reduce that damage as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Which suggests to you that she's not a lycanthrope.
Yeah.
And she's not a devil.
That's right. She's gross and weird. That's what we need to keep in mind.
Now, just to ask, okay? Now, not to retcon here, but did what she did to Jim count as an attack? Because if it did, I could distract her to reduce it to half damage.
No.
Let's be clear about who did what in this
situation. All right. She sprouts leathery wings.
What?
And you see horns erupt from her head.
Horns?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
And a tail sprout from her behind.
She's a succubus.
Yeah. And then she puts out a big neon sign that says succubus.
And then she is going to look at the bard, or the rogue, I should say, and force you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah,
using magic damage next time and see if she's resistant to that.
I would say even as like a hell creature, divine.
I can deal with magic damage. Definitely.
That's what you were supposed to do. I would have been super good in this fight.
I
11.
I'm guessing no. I got a 5.
Yeah.
Okay. You are dominated by her if you have less than 50 hit points.
I am. Okay. I allow her to dominate.
I am super dominated.
You are charmed for one day. While charmed, you must obey all of her commands.
The fuck did you come into this room?
A day.
Yep.
Why wasn't this labeled?
I would label this before I label frog temple.
First room, Ada wizard. Second room, frog statue, no biggie. Snake room. Shit. Figured out that found a lamp. Genie gave us, could have been a really awesome robot. It's a false sense of security.
Exactly.
Then you come into the room that should have been just labeled fuckstick.
Yeah, it should have been labeled succubus room. Like, you go into the frog temple, you can see the frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Bare minimum.
This is a map.
You're charmed for a day.
Sorry, she wasn't here when the map.
Wiggy biggy boo, you're charmed.
No, is that magic?
Is it magic? Yes.
I mean, this. He's under this thrall.
He is under the magical thrall.
I can
of
see
this
him.
Creature.
I can see him starting to sway.
He's not charmed by her fashion sense.
Yeah.
Of course, it's
well,
magic.
All the leather. This is a domination issue.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm saying the spell, for example, the spell dispel magic would work in this case.
It would. She will telepathically ask you kindly
to kill your Yari friends.
To kill the cleric
at once, my lady.
All right.
Holy shit!
At your service.
Like have a
I said out loud, emphatically, and turned to you with a gleam in my eye.
I know for a fact there are people who think that you run these games in a way as to, like, sort of usher us through these fun adventures. But you have absolutely no desire to do that, right? You don't give a shit about that.
No, I'm cold and unfeeling.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for him to expose the resurrection rules. Okay, well, that's
all right, since you all tied on initiative, you all go after each other simultaneously if you
He's
want.
He's going to murder you in one hit.
But all these things are happening at the same time. But
yeah.
Benwin, what would you like to do on your turn?
I'm going to smack the hell out of her.
Okay, and what? And you're going to attack him, because that's what
yes.
he told you to do. What
yes.
are you going to do, Omen?
So, isn't the succubus a demon?
Yes.
So the silver did not work.
Right. Do you want to make a planar lore check to find
yeah.
out what would?
Wait, is that going to be my action?
No.
Okay, because if it's going to be my action, I'm not going to do it. I got
no,
too
no,
much
no,
shit
no.
to do.
Yeah.
How's a 22 strike hit?
That's excellent. You know that while she is resistant to non-magical weapons, that does not apply if the weapon is made of cold forged iron.
Iron.
Mm.
Okay.
Hold on.
Iron's good, and I can also use magic. So
yeah,
that's good too.
All right. So let's start with Benwin.
If you can, all right. First of two attacks.
Off,
yep.
Yeah.
Which that's a loss, because you'll kill us.
Good luck.
If I roll well, that's my... I've been rolling
you'll
really
roll
well.
You'll roll really great. As soon as you need to kill this fucking
16?
Party...
16?
We'll hit with the second fast. Attack.
All right. 6.
All right. She docks that down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so who goes first out of these two?
This is happening simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
if,
managed.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Well, I'm going to use Dispel Magic on him.
Okay. And
save DC, and I brandish the shield with the symbol of Tamora, who
meanwhile,
I know.
V is charging him with a
that's
sword.
Right. Exactly, and I'm dispelling because the shield itself has the holy symbol on it, and
sweet.
So I use it like I use my face as a bulwark of protection.
Rocky and bulwark.
Mm-hmm. Bulwarkle.
Bulwarkle. So what you have to do then is because this is a higher than second level effect. I need you to make an ability check using your magic ability, which is wisdom.
Okay.
The DC equals... All right, it's going to be DC 14. Wisdom.
And I can use my wisdom plus.
You
right.
add wisdom, your wisdom
right.
bonus to your...
So I need a 10 or better.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so even odds pretty much.
Coin flip.
Here it goes.
You got this, Jerry.
Very important roll.
Yeah, you're about to die.
You got this, Jerry. Don't worry.
And as he's casting the spell, you can make your attack rolls. Viari.
Oh, shit.
No way. That's 10.
All right. The spell fails.
Does he have combat advantage?
Does he have combat
yeah.
advantage?
You mean, do you have?
Does he?
No.
Please. Do I then? If I'm going to do this, I'll do it upright. I don't want
you
to comment on
you have advantage on attacks if you have somebody, an ally.
Yeah. But he had sneak attack.
Next to you, is that right? Is that what
yeah.
right?
No, I would get the opportunity for sneak in,
right.
if that
yeah,
were.
Yeah, so you can use it because she is on your side.
Just kidding about that. I don't
think. Thanks a lot.
Nope.
Same team.
Nope. It's.
Have at it.
I've been rolling too good. We're going to see the other side of it now. Okay. There we go.
The two.
There we go.
That's
and so you get hit with the dagger. It's just a touch.
Right.
It's just a little love tap.
Oh, now that D4 is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
great. That's 8 points?
That is
8
That's points.
An 8-point love tap.
He just sort of slides that between a couple ribs.
Jared, can you take care of her if I get between you and the dominated bard?
Having just attacked my employer, does this shake me to my
core?
Because I'm good.
To my magic core.
I'm kidding. Like, alignment-wise, I am good.
No, you feel nothing.
I feel nothing. I
yeah.
feel joy.
Yeah.
I am brimful with joy.
You exult in his blood. She basically tackles you and starts clawing at your face.
Please.
All right.
Not the first time.
But she only rolled a 14 versus AC.
No worries.
All right. She does not.
Full plate.
She does not get through your armor. And now you've got her clinging onto you. And then we come back to you three, Benjamin.
So you handle your
So I can't hit her because she's on me?
No, you can hit her.
Oh, okay. Let's try this again.
You sort of push her off and then belt her.
Oof. There we go. First roll is an 18 plus 6. Nice. Second roll is a 16.
Yep, two hits.
So oh. two wham. Wham.
Big damage on those 12.
Do it.
That's a 1. So 4 points on that.
Okay.
That she mitigates. And awesome, Max. So there's 15 points there.
Wow. Nice. She is looking quite battered at this point, but she's still alive.
Okay, guys, we got this.
Wham, wham. And
what about his minion bird devil?
Yeah, does my bird look sad at all?
Yeah, the bird is just sort of kind of picking at
I miss him.
At Jim's flesh a little bit. Just sort of poking.
I thought
it's
we
like
had
cat.
Something.
Just sort of curious.
It's like a cat that eats you the minute you die.
But thanks for reminding me.
All right, yeah. That's what I'm here for, apparently.
Now, does my bond with the demon, like, can he resurrect me?
Sadly, no.
He really had something.
You're reaching...
It's like, well, you know what we have is so special.
Yeah.
It's like I
believe
like,
that he would help me if he could.
Exactly, and I feel like he would. I feel like he would want to be with me no matter where I was. So.
All right.
I mean, is he looking ruefully, perhaps at his own wrists? I mean, is he? All right.
No. He is going to jump on Omen's back and start clawing you.
Jesus!
Just waiting,
monster
in demon form.
Just waiting for the opportunity to.
What a shit!
That is not my fault.
16.
What
versus
a
AC.
Shit!
16. What?
Versus 16 AC. Versus your AC.
I don't even know what these numbers are anymore. No, that's not sufficient. I shrug him. I shrug his dumb little ass off. All right, off.
He goes tumbling off. And then he will stop, and that's it for him.
Yep.
Omen, you're up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I tell Viari that we have a system in place in the corporate structure that has strong reprimands for this kind of behavior.
He needs to talk to HR, basically.
Yeah, but I'm also HR.
Okay.
I have to shut this down, Scott. I have to cast another spell on him. And this time, brandishing the shield again.
Yes.
I tell him to hold.
Ah.
And I cast hold person on him. And I might actually hit him with the front of the shield on accident.
Pong. All right, I believe.
I have to get him locked down.
Absolutely.
He'll murder us. He'll murder both of us.
Okay, well, this is happening simultaneous. Jim. So, VR, you will still make your attacks this round.
I'm sorry, what?
You will still make your attacks this round because it's happening at the exact same time.
Yeah. But his save DC against my spells is 16.
And after you've made your attacks, make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Wow, feeling the pressure here. Room's a little serious.
Okay, now here's a question, right? Rather than go back and ask it afterwards, is the way in which I try to kill the cleric up to me? I should pursue it to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
You have to, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the love of your life, her life is in danger as long as the cleric's alive.
She is. First this guy molests her, and then...
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, this is bad. That's how the day started.
Yep. This is... okay, that's going to hit.
What is it? Is that 21?
So 15 plus 6 is 21.
Yeah.
But this one won't.
No.
All right. This is the sneak attack you win?
Yeah, it's always on the first.
But it's only once per... fight, isn't it? But you get the sneak damage every turn?
Yeah.
If I have an adjacent ally.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What? Why? Why are you like this?
That's 10.
10 damage.
Ouch. You took 18 damage in the last two rounds?
Yeah. So just one?
Yeah, just that one.
10? Okay.
Ow! And now make your wisdom saving throw, Viari.
What are you down to, Jerry?
Right now I'm down to 7.
Hey! No, wait, I'm supposed to miss this, right?
Right.
Well, he equaled it.
Then he's saved. No effect. All right, he is not held. At the end of that, the succubus...
The end of AI.
The succubus will continue to claw at Benwyn. This time she rolls 21.
That hit.
That's a hit.
For 13 points of damage.
No problem.
Jesus, you have a lot of health.
The Quasit demon will attack you again, Omen. Oh, jeez. 19 plus
can you
5
use
is 24.
Like zero phase stuff? Because you could heal yourself up.
I could try.
Omen?
Yeah, what's up?
You were hit with a 24 versus AC.
Sure. Yeah, I believe you.
You take 5 points of slashing damage.
Oh, God.
And you must make a DC 8 constitution saving throw.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Not bad.
So you need an 8 or higher.
That's not bad.
That's our healer.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, you suffer no other effect. Which is good. These claws seem to be poisonous.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You feel an itching where he scratched you.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Benwyn!
I'll just go down to the clinic.
Time to bring out the big guns!
Would you please hit her with the axe?
If
I don't have an axe. I have a...
She dies, will he be uncharmed?
That's
is that how it works?
Hope.
I hope so. Or maybe he'll just freak out and be like, oh no!
She's okay, dead! I'll kill him!
We have 2 attacks. As an action.
And they're both going to hit.
First one.
Yeah.
Hits. The second one.
Shits.
Hits.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Okay, so roll that d12 and roll it on the good side of the number.
One.
4 points of damage on the first hit.
Second
one. Oh, God.
And 5 points of damage on the second one.
Wow.
She's probably got resistance.
She's still up.
5.
She resists all that, I bet.
She probably resists all that. All
right.
So
the way resistance works now, it's not a flat number.
What's
resist is just half damage.
Oh, okay.
Just
okay.
Right across the board.
Okay.
So you're always doing something.
That's good.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. This is obviously your fault.
Tipsy, get her.
No,
wait. That's right.
All right. Omen, what else you got?
I got a bunch of healing dice that I'm going to put into my own body.
Good call.
Just then, the door kicks open, and in comes Tipsy. Daddy!
I need to expend 4 Channel Divinity dice.
And
now, is that his...
Wow.
That's all I can do. I need to top off
well,
so that I can continue to fight.
Is that his action?
That's
his
action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Are you trying to kill me?
So you're going to try to hit him again?
Well, you have to.
I got to.
You have to. But I'm just saying that, like, I have to top that back up
Man's
so that
charmed.
I can...
Yep. Okay.
How many points did you have before
you Yay! I'm awful.
Good.
Did you miss both times?
You missed?
That's actually very lucky because if you had hit and taken him down, he wouldn't have been able to cast that spell.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, nice timing.
That's why he wanted to know the number.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Good.
All right.
All right, here comes a
You got your points back.
Listen, your bird or frog or
She's
whatever,
up.
Something's going to happen to it. And you come too, I'm going to make up a story. Do you understand?
You sent it to a house out in the country.
He can just run.
Yeah,
run,
yeah they
run,
have a frog reserve right. out there. Yeah.
There's kids that play with him every
oh,
day.
There's lizards everywhere for him to eat.
Succubus is looking pretty darn hurt. She is going to... back away from you, and she's going to turn to Vayari, and she says, "Kiss me, fool."
Oh my God!
And then she'll plant a big wet one on you.
It was fun.
That's actually really
with
cool.
You.
Yep.
She is going to hit you.
Good time. I liked your beard.
She's going to do
sneak attack.
28 points of necrotic damage.
Fuck me.
Where does that put you?
Did she heal herself?
No, not yet.
Yeah, this is her healing action right here. 28 puts me below 0.
Okay.
Oh, shit!
Well, you're safe! You're saved!
But what happens to her? Does that heal her?
Make a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, she gets energized. Huh.
I do make it.
You rolled a 14 or higher?
I made it by a whole bunch.
Great.
He was very successful.
That means that your maximum hit points are not reduced by the damage dealt by this attack as well, which is good. It doesn't mean
you're
going to die instantly.
Hold on, so you guys are going all the way
all
back.
The way
what
back.
The hell does that mean?
All
it
the way
means
back
it,
to the mean stuff.
It means there's a chance that he could have, let's say we resurrect him, he could have permanently less hit points because of what he went through.
Well, also, I have that.
Maybe.
Also, but look at this, right? Like with the sword, you were like, wow, what's happening to the sword? Can we fix the sword? What's happening to the sword? I'm saying that's what I mean by the old ways.
The old ways were dark.
They break your shit.
Yeah.
And they steal your HP.
Rustmaster?
Like, yes. It ate my magic terrible shit.
And they won't
steal your level, but they will lower your hit point maximum so you can never get up to your full.
Jeez.
Until you get that restored.
All right, here.
But anyway, you are simply down.
Okay.
You're at zero hit points. And you are dying, and we'll deal with that on your next turn. She doesn't look any better, but now she's freed up to try to charm you.
That ain't gonna happen.
On her next turn.
On her next turn. We have to work it out now.
All right.
So she turns and she fixes her gaze on you.
What is it? You don't want her to charm me. What is
no.
What is it that she's susceptible to?
Magic.
Which you have a ton of.
But what else? There was some kind of weapon.
Oh, iron.
Iron.
Iron forged. Iron. Cold forged
iron.
Yeah, it's like Folkways, you know, witchcraft stuff. I mean, don't worry about that.
All right, so that's her. The closet is going to scratch at your eyeballs.
Oh, it's a closet. Okay. Chaotic neutral? I think the closet is chaotic neutral.
17 versus armor class?
No.
All right.
I shake him off again.
Shoulder at all time.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I just give him a get off. It's a fucking. They're elemental imps.
You fed it a wizard.
Feed it a wizard. You fucking it ate murdered a wizard.
It ate a wizard. Okay, they're done. Binwin.
Other than running.
You have to bring that axe right down.
Give me another d20. I'll roll two at once. Just so nervous. Okay, so 15
hit,
and 11 is a miss, I assume.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but roll big damage because it's half, right?
Yep.
10.
5.
Yep. All right, she is still up.
Okay.
Smack her.
I tuck my shield back.
Yep.
And hold my silvered mace forward. And bring down the sacred flame.
Yes.
Of Temora.
All right then.
Which is not in the fourth edition manner. Is not an attack or something that I roll. It's something that she saves against. Correct.
Yes.
And her save because of my brandishment is 16.
Ooh. All right. And that's a what ability? Wisdom save or
should be.
Okay. Huh. She rolled a 5.
Hey.
That's not sufficient.
All right.
6. But it's clean. At least it goes all the way through.
Yes, it does. And she...
And do you get a wisdom bonus to that damage?
What kind of damage is it?
If fire.
All right. She is resistant to fire.
Son of a bitch. I cannot catch a break from these demon ladies.
I'm sorry. It was how much? 6?
It was 6. Here.
So that's 3.
Let me verify. Maybe it just seems like fire, but it's actually fondue or something. Oh, it's flame. Oh, you know what? It's radiant. It's hot. It's not. It's flame-like. I'm so glad I looked at it.
Yep.
These are tongues of flame-like radiance, but they are not fire. They are radiant. I don't like you. You're a bad person, Succubus.
All right. She is engulfed in your sacred flame, your radiant energy, and she is reduced to a blackened, charred husk.
Oh,
jeez.
All right. I take a breath. I avert my gaze. I'm not ready to deal with Jim's desiccated husk yet.
Okay.
It's a lot to look at.
I look over here and try to see if V can teach me about the dying mechanics in Dungeons and Dragons next.
All right.
I assume that I'm softly crooning some sort of paean to my fallen beloved. Yes. It's like
So
should I start my turn by making that?
So yes, please. And it's a constitution save.
It's a 2.
All right.
Which is
you
not
have
quite...
one death save failure.
Yep.
So one little skull next to your name. Two more of those and you're toast. Bad. Now the good news is, Omen, that you can make, as an action, you can administer first aid, do a DC 10 wisdom check to stabilize him automatically.
That's 6 or better. That's pretty good for me.
All right. But you've used your action.
Oh, yeah.
On the closet's action, it turns invisible.
Oh, that's right.
Just like his daddy.
All right. But that does not stop. Now, Benwin and Omen, you can take your actions. We're effectively out of combat unless you want to go around smashing the room looking for this guy.
No. I mean, I do what I can to... And
you cradle Jim in your arms.
Yeah, Jim!
And you're going to do some first aid?
I'm going to fix him up.
All right.
He's looking great.
Great. You are stable.
My Jimmy Jims.
No more death saves required.
We got
my
real
Jimmy
trubs.
Fur, James.
Has this the experience of near death and experiencing the kiss of death like Jim did?
It's giving you incredible new material.
Has this brought me back in touch with my deity so I could perhaps like sing out and bring him back from the brink?
I love the salesmanship.
I have been through what he went through.
That's right. Now you know the way.
I was at that door. And I think if anyone could bring him, I'm doing it.
There's a song in your heart, then sing it.
No.
I do.
Pat.
Sing it and bring it.
Pat, please.
I sing the song.
The bringing is the dice, but the singing is actually something you do with your mouth.
I sing the song of how when I was an orphan on the streets of Waterdeep and I heard the tales of Jim Dark Magic, how I thought that someday I knew I could never know him the way I wanted to know him, but in some ways I looked up to him as if he were a father figure to me. Hmm. And to see him brought low by this infernal force, you know, and like that, and not a dry eye in the house. my own withered corpse is singing out this song.
Reaching out.
Yes, reaching out towards his mummified hand.
All right. Here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to make, but don't do it yet.
Okay.
I would like you to make a wisdom check to pull this off. And I'm going
to
say...
It all comes down to one roll.
I'm going
to
say that it's DC 14.
Oh. He has no plus. Let's be very clear about this.
But, Omen?
Yeah.
Timora looks down upon you and says, you are the definition of an adventurer. I hereby offer to make you my chosen.
So everybody's chosen but me?
I mean, you were chosen for death.
The succubus chose you.
That's true.
Do you accept this power? And only you hear this.
Yes.
I believe in you. At that point in time, you can, once per day, when confronted with indecision, petition Timora for divine insight. Also,
that's fun.
You have a secret power.
To bring your friend back from the dead.
Usable once. You can gain an extra action on your turn. You know, adventurers need extra
once
actions in dire straits. Just once. This is like a one-time thing, like his raised dead thing.
Nice.
And you gain advantage on that check or roll as made a part of that action. Mm. Or you can grant this boon to a friend.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go up and I'll put my hand on his shoulder and I'll say, you got it.
All right, make your wisdom check. You have advantage, you get to roll twice.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Timora.
Yes. All the gods I am, all the gods I am pleased with. Oh, there we go.
You did not even need the advantage.
Did one?
Oh, no, it was a team effort.
Okay.
Do you guys feel really tense?
Yeah. Yeah, I died.
We almost lost the whole party. How do we feel about this, you guys? Everybody over here.
So what happens to me at the...
You gasp. As you draw in life's breath. Oh, it's so good.
It's so sweet and cool.
Yeah.
You look over and you see the withered, blackened corpse of some bat-winged thing just sort of sprawled beside you.
That's your girlfriend.
Arm resting atop of yours.
That's your girlfriend.
She didn't look like that when I killed her.
No, but I mean, let's please detect magic on the next person you kiss. Just start thinking about it like that.
I've learned a lot of valuable lessons today. And I'm ready to move forward with my life.
Okay, that's marvelous. You continue your journey.
In a spirit of learning.
That's right. Okay, are we done with this room?
Sheesh.
Oh, also, your bird that turned into a frog... and a monster tried to kill me several times. I know that you think he's not like that.
Where is
or,
he?
You know, that's not something he would do.
Cocoa Bear.
No, no, he's not Cocoa Bear. He is a demon. He is a demon monster. And
you lost him?
No, he went invisible after he tried to eat me several times.
I'm sure he was just scared.
No.
Cocoa Bear!
He was not scared of my back. And I will show you these cuts. There is something in him. I don't know what it is.
He's got some nasty scratches on his back and neck.
Yeah.
I probably scared him to death.
No, I don't. I think you're under some misconceptions. Well,
okay.
Yeah, because he's a devil and we're a good party. So I guess that's part of it.
Binwin, do you have anything to say about this melodrama?
Cool. It would have been, see, because then we'd have this robot dwarf. So where we went, there'd be beer. Like right now, I could be drinking beer from his belly. So I'm sorry that your demon died.
It's dead?
I mean, whoops.
Yeah.
No, we hit it and it disappeared. But it turned, as soon as you were dead, man, it started trying to eat your face.
Probably terrified out there.
No, you have to understand.
All alone.
Here's what
in the dungeon.
Look at this bit. This bit?
Yeah.
This that bit. Bit? That's it. That's, it ate that off
of you.
He
can't even say bite. It took the ease out of all of his...
Yeah. It ate his vowels.
All right. In a different part of the dungeon, a hand picks up an empty golden cage and looks at it and studies it and then places the golden cage away as a number of shadowy rogues stealthily make their way across the chamber unheard.
These guys.
You see the gleam and flash of steel in the darkness.
Mm.
And that is where we will stop.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.